local farmers from around our region are taking a little time from their fields today to visit those at the Sunbelt Ag Expo Research Farm during their annual Field Day event. And Executive Director Chip Blaylock says they'll see some of the same issues and concerns.
You will see that even at a research farm, we're not immune to the drought, and you'll see some of the effects of that.
Blaylock says a lot of that evidence is in the corn crop.
Our corn crop is showing the effects of the drought, even under irrigation. We've been so dry. We started with a dry fall and a dry winter and just really hadn't caught up on a rainfall. As the old timers would say, the moisture hadn't met at any time this year. And you will see the effects of the drought where the end guns don't hit.
However, recent and timely rains have really helped the cotton and peanut plots.
Our variety trials look great. Michael and his crew have been watering basically around the clock until we started getting this rain. The crops are in tip-top shape for field day, especially the variety trials.
And Blaylock says one area that the weather has really been testing is their new organic section,
where we're showing how organic production might mesh with our commercial production. The weather, the drought, the heat has created some real obstacles for that, but that's why we do research to find out, you know, what works and what doesn't.
Field day will go approximately from 8 till noon, wrapping up with lunch. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.